Friday, folks. It's Friday, NFL Friday, and we are here. This is the Soul in Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio. Guaranteed you 6 minutes of fun, maybe some arguments, some debates, some opinionated opinions, and of course, all that barbershop talk that you are accustomed to hearing. I am your host, Jay Chris. The crew will be with us shortly. Mike, Micah, Wally. The crew will be with us shortly. And in the meantime, if you want to call and talk some NFL weekends, we're giving you our picks today. Lock it up Friday, of course. Be ready to lock it up. You want to give us a pick, be ready to lock it. And all for all you gamblers out there, we have Mike's picks throughout the weekend. And if you want to put some money on it, he's telling you who to put your money on. Where that good money is going. So first and foremost, the particulars, 347-637-3859. Call us up, hit us up, let us know you're listening, join the discussion. I am Jay Chris. I am with you for the next 6 minutes, just waiting for everybody else to get on, and we're going to make it happen. It was an interesting week last weekend in the NFL. A lot of things happening. The Broncos pulled one out by the hairs of the chinny chin chin. The Eagles defeated the high-powered Atlanta Falcons, which was interesting. A classic ending to a game in Pittsburgh between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course. What else happened? Miami Dolphins and the San Diego Padres. I can get it together. I promise you I can. I can get it together. Miami Dolphins and the San Diego Chargers had an epic battle. You had to see that one. What is this sound going on? Too much noise. I'm going to have to figure this out. 347-637-3859. But last week, like I said, last week in the NFL was very interesting. If you hadn't had a chance to check out what happened last week in the NFL, you got to go on the FoxSports.com and check that out before you go into this game. Excuse me. Of course, you had who we had playing last night? Was it New Orleans and Carolina? Is that who it was? Help me. Help me out, people. Was New Orleans? Yeah, New Orleans, Carolina. Carolina won 23-20. However, they may have lost Luke Kuechly for the entire season, for the rest of the season. A struggling team already, what they are. They're a struggling team right now. Without their number one defender, they're going to struggle even more. They're 4-6 now. They are the defending NFC champions, went 15-1 last year. Who would have expected them to go to have the season they're having right now? Even though the previous season they were under 500 team, and we spoke on that. No one expected them to go 1-15 or 15-1 last year. But right now they are 4-16, just pulling it out against the New Orleans Saints last night. Did you see their color rush jerseys? I like those pretty. I like that color of blue. What kind of color of blue is that? Is that Carolina blue? It's not really a Carolina blue. It's a little darker than a Carolina blue. You call that a teal? Aqua? I don't know. But that pass that Cam Newton had, 50, waved off, and they changed it and said that it was a touchdown. What an awesome pass and catch. Oh, no, was it returned? Oh, I don't think it was reverse. But what an awesome pass and catch you had right there. That was a great pass. Excuse me, a great catch that was called, not a catch. It was a catch. 347-637-3859. It was a catch. We have your picks. Let's lock it up Friday. NBA. I only watched one game last night. One game caught my interest. Sixers, Timberwolves. Game on TNT last night. And sad to say, my Philadelphia 76ers, I don't think they showed up. I mean, they were there. They played in the game. But they didn't really show up for that game last night. Joel Embiid got taken to school by a cat. Karl Anthony Towns, for those that don't know who that is. And it was just the ugly showing by the Sixers. And embarrassing enough, it was on the national spotlight. Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny, and Ernie were talking about the game. And it was just embarrassing. Coming off a win against the Washington Wizards. Bradley Beal-less Washington Wizards. Coming off that win, they go into Minnesota and just don't show up. Almost like they thought that what they were was nah. It was terrible. But without further ado, let me bring my brother in arms. My man Mike Knox. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Well, you know, I'm flying solo right now. So you came in. You drove the bus right into the area. So, you know, we're here ready to lock it up.
You know, they're waiting on you in the chat room. I can't respond right now. I'm driving, but they're waiting in the chat room to give you my answer.
Well, let them wait. But what my man King Joffy Joker said, let them wait. That's how he said it. We need that. We need that soundbite. We get that soundbite. Let them wait. What's going on, man? How's your day going?
Be better when I get off
the bus. I hear that. Well, it's a lock of the Friday. Oh, Vaughn, thank you, Vaughn. Vaughn said it's that new blue Carolina was wearing last night. But if Vaughn knows that there's a show, then everybody else should know there's a show. They're waiting for it.
Well, they ask everybody else. They ask the question, Damon, you asked me, and I can't respond. I got two hands.
Okay, I'm just saying Vaughn is talking in the chat room. He's responding to everything I'm saying on air. That's what I'm saying.
Tell Vaughn to tell them to get their horses in your position.
Vaughn, tell them to join the show. That's what Mike is trying to say. Tell them to join the show. It's that time. 347-637-3859. I don't feel like waiting anymore. We're gonna go right into
I'm already one and up.
Well, that's good.
That late fourth quarter comeback by New Orleans to cover that 3.5 because they lost 5-3. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of scared at first. I turned that game on. I said, "Whoa!" Like Drew Brees out there looking like Carson Wentz, Jason Dunston, nothing wrong.
There you go. There you have it.
What's your first game on the
thing? You just never know what's going to happen on a Thursday night game. It's very difficult to call. So the next game on the docket after that one is Indianapolis minus 3 at Tennessee. Or against Tennessee. I can't really. Indianapolis at home against Tennessee.
I don't see how, you know, I know they're the home dogs, but they're plus 4.
My God, I'm having a very difficult time hearing you. I don't know if you have your head. You sound very far away. I can barely hear you. Give me a mic check. Give me an on-air mic check.
Is that better? Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you the whole time.
Okay.
I'm still in the mountains here, so.
I know. Go ahead.
I said Tennessee's offense right now, but Marcus Mariota winning AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That running game is starting to come together. I'd take them over Indianapolis right now. Indianapolis is looking to not be a top 10 pick. So give me the Tennessee Titans to cover that.
Yeah, you have that as your upset of the week too.
Yeah,
I don't like the line. Yeah, with the Colts being dogs, it's 3. You have it as 3 here, which is, I mean, the Colts being the favorites. I mean, and Tennessee being dogs, especially what Tennessee just did. Tennessee traveling to Indianapolis. Indianapolis isn't that tough this year. I'm going with you with this one. I'm going with Tennessee to win this one. Next one on the dock, we have Detroit at home, 6.5-point favorites against Jacksonville. What say you about this
one? Well, you saw it. I got Detroit all day, every day. That's my new I figure if Wally can take some side teams on, like he got a side chick, but taking Oakland and Minnesota, which right now his Minnesota pick looks pretty stupid. But my side pick has been Detroit, and I've never thought I would say anything like that, as much as I loathe the fans of Detroit and the teams historically. Detroit wins this game, and wins this game easy.
With this game being in Detroit, I guess I had to go with that. 6.5, I don't like that line, though, but you know, Detroit's been putting up numbers a little bit. I'm still not a believer yet.
I have no faith in Jacksonville. That's
I don't have faith in Jacksonville either, but you just don't know what Jacksonville team is going to show up. Are they going to be the ones that keep it close or the ones that are ready to go to the club on Tuesday night? the 6.5-point line is what I'm having trouble with because, like I said, you don't know which team is going to show up. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to ride with you on this one. I'm going to go with Detroit with the points, the 6.5 points. And Jacksonville still goes to the club on Tuesday night and they get to them.
in this case, they're going Sunday night or Sunday afternoon.
They got
special clubs open for football players. They get special privileges.
They're going to make sure they don't get hurt so they can go to the club. They're going to put it all out there. Kansas City at home, 7.5-point favorites against Tampa Bay. Man, look, you look like you have Tampa Bay. You're picking Tampa Bay in this one.
Yeah, that might have been a mistake. No, it wasn't. I like Kansas City. They don't cover very well. So you look at this, look at the lines. Tampa Bay's playing. I mean, granted, they played the Bears. And, heck, we can get out there and look good against, you know, my hometown Chicago Bears. But I just think it's going to be a close game, I think. And I'm hoping, you know, the way the offense has been actually playing the last few weeks in Tampa Bay, the defense is the bigger problem. They finally stepped up to become, you know, the run stopping defense they have been. And so I just put my eggs in the basket. This is one of them games I would have been like, don't touch, because especially I don't like the line. But I went ahead, and because I didn't like the lines, why I went with Tampa Bay. It's 7.5 is just too much. This is a 4-point game. I think Kansas City wins the game outright, just not by 8 points.
Micah, I believe you're on with us now. Is that you, Micah?
Yes, sir. That's me.
We're talking about Kansas City at home, 7.5-point favorites against Tampa Bay. How you feeling about that game?
When I look at these two teams, I see that Kansas City has been really flying under the radar for some of the things and some of the games they've been playing. And I'm sitting here confused. I didn't think they were going to be necessarily that good in some of their games. And I picked against them, and I got burned for it. So this week, I am going to take Kansas City. to win the game. And I believe in the point spread as well, because I think they're going to put a little bit more on Tampa Bay than just 7.5. So I don't think it's going to be necessarily a blowout, but I think it's going to be more than 7.5 points, so more than 8 points. So I think Kansas City gets the points in that one.
They haven't flown underneath the radar at all. I mean,
they
can't go under the radar when the host that runs the place has picked them pretty much every game this entire year.
I ain't talking about you.
What do you consider flying under the radar? Because the media ain't never gonna talk about anybody else other than Tom Brady and Denver and teams that's won. So because the media hasn't said every single week Kansas City, don't mean they're underneath the radar. That's all. I'm just trying to put some things in perspective. They ain't under the radar.
I had to disagree with your perspective because the people that you named are the people who control the narrative outside of those of us right here who are telling the narrative. So if they're the ones controlling the narrative, that means they're the ones who are – that means they are not acknowledging the good things that they are doing in the AFC West Division and how competitive they actually been this entire year. So perspective, I disagree. I do understand where you're coming from and how you say it, but I think that, you know, if no one's talking about you outside of us, they're telling people – no one's talking
about. Well, again, I disagree because Pro Football Talk talks about them every week, and they've been in the top ten power rankings since the season started. So that's not really under the radar. And I think actually this week Pro Football Talk has them at number five, and that's Peter King from SI Magazine. So again, the perspective, I don't know where that comes from. The perspective is Peter King is somebody big in this world, and Peter King has been on their radar all year long.
Does anyone even read SI anymore, outside of the
I only ordered it this year because I wanted to get the Cubs commemorative videos and
right
stuff,
right
why
that's
I did. Other than that, I haven't seen a sports, unless I'm in a doctor's office or getting my oil changed, I don't even see that magazine like ever.
Yeah, I think the four letter magazine is taking over that market outside of the swimsuit edition. That's the only time I even hear about SI is the swimsuit edition or after somebody wins the championship.
Well, it still sells out every week though, to be honest. It's really after they promote that it does. So
I can remember growing up and SI was the magazine to have, and now it's just like kind of falling by the wayside. It's kind of funny. I guess I gotta give my pick on this one, right?
Yeah. See how he tried to do that, Micah? Get us arguing so he had to pick his pick.
Exactly.
Y'all got yourselves arguing. That's that Virginia air. I don't understand. Makes you argue. I just
came down from the mountains. So that's my excuse.
Hey, you got that mountain Virginia air in you. Well, this game, Kansas City is probably the third most talked about team in the AFC West this year. Outside of Oakland, which everybody's talking about,
right?
And Denver, of course, you know they're defending champions, and they're looking very good. I think they're looking better than like most of the people. Like you said, Pro Football Weekly is talking about. Of course, they talk about everybody, but that being the case, I think they're one of those solid teams. You know what I mean? Kansas City Chiefs is one of those solid teams that can probably beat anybody on any given day. They can lose to anybody too, but they're probably not going to lose to the weakest unless the game plan is flawless. The game plan's got to be flawless, right? So I don't like the line either, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I have Jameis on my fantasy squad, but I also have the Kansas City defense too.
How bad have he been for you in fantasy this year?
I don't know. I dropped him. I don't think I started him one game. Maybe one game I started him. I dropped him because I got Roethlisberger and Brady.
You should have started him last week. You should have started him last week against the Bears. He went off.
Well, I started Roethlisberger instead. He did better. Roethlisberger.
They played, they played Dallas. They put up numbers last week. They did.
He put up some fantasy. Which brings me to the question I've been chomping at the bit for today so I can ask you guys this question. You got Brady against San Francisco or Roethlisberger against the Browns. Who do you start?
I would start Brady against San Francisco because I know Cleveland is 0-10. You know, at times that defense plays, I don't know, at times that team plays defense anyway. You know, so I'm putting Broadway Brady over anybody.
Game too, right? It's a conference game. You got Browns, Steelers. There was a report that Tom Brady had hurt himself in practice a bit too.
Well,
this might be a game where they're running the ball a lot.
But it also came in about an hour ago, maybe a half hour ago, that Gronkowski's not playing Sunday. But
yeah,
Bennett is a viable tight end.
Well, they still have Bennett.
They got Bennett though, right?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
They still got Bennett.
Yeah, they still got Edelman. They're going to be fine. I think I'm starting Brady.
I would take Tom Brady against a horrible San Francisco team versus Ben Roethlisberger in a division game against a team that, you know, ain't got nothing to lose. So they're just going to play like they ain't got nothing to lose too. So
both teams ain't got nothing to lose. They fighting for the one pick in the draft.
I mean, let's be honest. The people who really ain't got nothing to lose, I mean, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers really does have something. They got something on the line. You know, Cleveland,
they got five straight losses. So, right.
They're a factory of sadness. So, you know, it is what it is.
I was wondering if we can go with a show without hearing the factory of sadness that is the Cleveland Browns, but nope.
It's funny, the factory of sadness. So back to the real story. I'm going with Kansas City to win this game. To take this game with the 7. I'm taking the 7.5, and I think they're going to win by more than that. Only because it's a home game. Only because they're in Arrowhead. Not sure with Doug Martin. I dropped Doug Martin off my fantasy team too because he was just holding space because he wasn't playing half the year. So I said, "Yo, you know what? Get out of here." Next game on the dock, you have.
Do you think they should take away some teams?
What you mean?
Instead of expanding the NFL, should they subtract some teams?
No.
So
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not at all.
At teams like Cleveland every year that never does anything.
But you know, one day
every
they'll
year.
Be good.
Jacksonville,
it's been
every year.
A while since they've been good.
Jacksonville had a 3-year run, and that was it.
And
Jacksonville
and
had a 3-year run.
In due time, they may do it again. But see, here's what I think some of the problem is there. Cleveland, Jacksonville. Give me another one. You gotta have the facilities to attract players these days, and you gotta have the type of city to attract players these days. From what I hear about Cleveland and Jacksonville, they have neither.
Well, I mean that's the least of their worries. What's the problem with those two franchises is inconsistency, and inconsistency from the front office all the way down into who they picking as their head coach. And the reason why all these other franchises around them are at least competitive. It's because they have some form of consistency. That's why I'm always worried about my team because I got a guy who's just inconsistent and crazy.
Don't you think a coach is only as good as his players?
But good coaches can still get the most out of bad players. Or players that aren't necessarily deemed, top tier, 5-star blue chip athletes. You know, I mean, we've seen things with Seattle, we've seen things with the Patriots, we've seen too many teams, too many examples of what happens when you have good coaching and a good system with 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th round picks if you know how to coach them up right.
All right, gotcha.
There you have it. Instead of contracting, maybe you may see more. You may see more of more moving because too much money to be made to contract teams. But I think if you move a team, to Vegas, they just moved a team to L.A. Maybe you move a team, not yet, but back to St. Louis. You'll get the excitement. It draws up excitement, things like that. The money will happen. Players will want to go back and play for these teams for a little bit. And then there'll probably be factors of sadness before time, before a good time. Next game on the docket, you got the New York Giants at home. 7.5-point favorites against the Chi-Town Bears. The Bears. Mike, I'll start with you.
Well, I clearly picked Chicago to lose this ball game. The World Series is over. And much as I cannot stand Mr. Beckham, that was one of the greatest moves on Monday Night Football I've ever seen. And then I was told that he did the same thing against Miami in London, went back, found the clip, and he did. The one he did on Monday Night Football against Cincinnati was in the red zone. He did the same thing against Miami and went deep for 47 yards. Odell Beckham, you can say what you want to say. You can say he plays for other team. You can say he's a diva, a prima donna, whatever you want to call him. That boy's a stud at receiver. And I'm sorry. I can't stand guys out that I hate, that I love, like Conor McGregor. But the Giants are rolling. And I saw a meme that said to the Dallas Cowboy fans, you're 8 in New York. So that matchup for number 2 was coming. So I'm taking the Giants in this one easily at MetLife.
Micah, what say you?
Jay Butler, and because he's booty. But we know exactly where he is, and so New York is going to have a field day, even with Eli Manning's dopey face. They're going to have a field day, and you know, people who call Odell Beckham a diva, you know, there are a lot of great wide receivers in the history of our game that were exactly that. They were diva players, but you know, we couldn't deny their level of talent. The funny ones are the ones who are divas; they can't do nothing. So let's go ahead and I give him his better credit due, especially handling the media backlash that he had when he was getting all extra mad. He was hot on the collar, and he's handled that well, and the combination of those two things has been showing up in his game.
I like that, Jay Butler. That's funny. I'm going to call him Jay Butler from here on out. Jay Butler is trash.
For a second, I'm talking about Jimmy Butler. I was like, hold on, what did Jimmy Butler do?
Jay Butler is garbage. You know, maybe he should be the Browns quarterback or the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback or something.
Fans want Romo next year. That's the talk in Chicago. They want Romo.
They need more than Romo, I'm going to tell you that.
Well, they need a receiver. They need a receiver to help the juice.
Maybe Butler should be the quarterback of the Argonauts next year. Or maybe
not
even
the Argonauts.
Maybe the Eskimos, maybe the Edmonton Eskimos, or something like that.
Edmonton Eskimos.
I'm taking the Giants in this one at home. 7.5. I'm taking the Giants. I mean, I don't know how you could. This one, we should probably just
not
take the over
Giants.
Under. Like,
right. Like, what is the over under?
Is it 44.5?
I'm going to go under that. I think it'll be like a 30 to 33 to 10.
I think the Giants
like
score
that,
20.
I don't think it's gonna be 44.
And Chicago scores at all.
Yeah, I don't think Chicago scores more than 6 in this game. But here's the problem: every time you doubt Jay Butler, he has that game where he throws 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. You know, you know. So every time a team is, you know, that running game so was this Jordan is his name, or Jennings is his name, the running back they got in Chicago? I think it's Jordan.
Jennings.
He has been quietly really, really good. So, but and New York does have a problem stopping the run. So, I'm still taking New York to win this game. I'm just saying anything is possible. And I was reminded that, remember, Chad Johnson said he hated the term diva. Said don't call him a diva, because that technically means, you know, is you know, a female terminology.
True. And no Odell Beckham. Never mind. Next game on the docket. You got Minnesota Vikings at home against Arizona. 2 points. Two point favorites are the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. You saw my pick. I didn't understand that line.
I don't understand it either. It's strange.
Well,
Arizona hasn't been
3 points.
That well.
I get that, but Arizona, I get home dogs are 3. So it's less than 3. It's 2. So it's virtually a pick'em game. It's what Vegas should have just named it, but they didn't. Again, we talked about it last week, and I know we're going to talk about Kovalev and Ward before we got it here as well, the real true fight of the of this month. Not that farce we got at UFC 205 with one great fighter and a guy who was completely outmatched. Vegas is trying to get you to do something that I'm not quite sure everybody wants to put their hands in there and do. So be careful with this one. This line is very, very scary. But with that being said, I chose Arizona. I just think their defense. This might be a 6-3 ball game, to be honest. And I'm like, you know, Chris, I had Michael Floyd, I had all these guys, and they can get, and none of them are there, and it's so frustrating.
It is a weird one. Michael, what you think about this one?
I gotta agree with Mike on Arizona winning this game outright. I was looking at the line. I'm like, okay, I'm learning how to understand lines. That smells fishy, especially with the way Minnesota has been playing. Yeah, I'm not trusting that one. So I'm definitely taking Arizona win outright.
Yeah, it's fishy from the way Arizona's been playing, the way Minnesota's been playing. Does Minnesota get back this week? What is Vegas trying to tell me with this one? I'm going with Arizona in this one, reluctantly, because this line is telling me something.
Minnesota can't lose 6 straight. You know what I mean? And if I'm not mistaken, isn't Adrian Peterson back in this game?
Would it be 6 straight? Is it 6?
They already lost 5 straight along with Pittsburgh. Remember, they were 4-0. They're now 4-5.
Wow. Didn't even realize that. Sheesh. I'm going with Arizona in this one. I just think that's the only way you can actually do it. You gotta go with Arizona. How can you pick Minnesota? I mean, this line is talking to you, but how can you pick Minnesota? That's why Vegas is Vegas. I'm over here on the East Coast.
Right, that's where we are, right? And I saw that too, Jay Chris. I was like, huh? Even if it was 3, I could get it. I'd be like, okay, they're the home dog. They think both teams suck, giving the home team the win. But in this case, you don't even think they can do the home dog normal 2.5-point spread. So very confusing, but we're going to find out who's smarter, us or Vegas, which typically is Vegas. But we get them every once in a while.
I'm looking at it. It says Adrian Peterson's on injury reserve. It says the date November 17th. Does that mean that they put him back on November
17th? I've been out of the loop for the last 48 hours. I know he had came back to practice, or he was supposed to practice this week. But I'm not sure if
he's been doing some light running. That's what he's been doing. He's
okay.
The update on his return. He's just been doing some light running. This was on yesterday. He was doing some light running. But as far as actual serious practice, there's no word on that just yet.
Yeah, light running to me means that you're not playing this week. Because light running and
jogging.
Heavy lifting is two different things.
He's definitely jogging.
So, yeah, I'm glad I dropped him in my fantasy league, unfortunately.
Didn't you draft him first?
I drafted him
first. First pick?
He was my first pick.
Adrian Peterson.
My first time I ever dropped my first pick. My first time.
You had no choice. He got hurt, week 1?
Yeah, week 1, week 2, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Poor guy. Cincinnati at home, 2.5-point favorites against Buffalo. Mike, you have Buffalo winning.
The Buffalo Bills. I have Buffalo. I chose Buffalo. I believe in Buffalo. I think Buffalo can do it. The Cincinnati Bengals have screwed me too many times, and I don't trust them. And because of that, I got to put my hands. This should technically be a do-not-touch game. Let's keep it real. This should be a do-not-touch game. But, you know, we got balls. We got balls size of grapefruits. So
Huevos.
It's what it is. Huevos. Unlike Tom Brady's, ours aren't soft. So, you know, I took Buffalo. Shoot me.
Mike, what you thinking on this?
I have to go with Buffalo to win this game outright as well. I believe Tyrod Taylor is going to give Cincinnati's defense some fits. I believe they can also run the ball. They can also run the ball with Cincinnati, but we saw how Cincinnati was susceptible to a quality run game. So I think they're going to do enough to be able to do that against them. And Buffalo's offense have been able to put up some real points. And, you know, and I'm just curious, has anybody been noticing – does Cincinnati, what's going on with Cincinnati? Have they lost themselves, lost who they are? Is it just something going on with them? Because are they tuning out Mike Lewis now? Is he not reaching his players anymore? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
They aren't who we thought they were anymore. They
and
are
Marvin
no
Lewis. Marvin Lewis, and I got to say, friend of the program now, right, because I talked to him for like about a half an hour. Isaiah Thomas, they must have pictures of certain GMs. You know what I mean? So Marvin Lewis should have been fired 5 years ago, and he still has a job. You guys are saying this guy was the coach when they drafted Chad Johnson, when they drafted T.J. Howser-Manili, and he's still there. He had Carson Palmer. I think he's been there almost. He might be the second.
Didn't he have Dylan
on
too?
On one team, he's the longest tenured coach right now in the NFL.
I thought that was the hoodie.
Yeah, he's still there, right. Next to Bill Belichick, it's Marvin Lewis. I'm sorry.
He ain't going nowhere in no time. So.
No, when he wants to.
I don't know why, but okay.
What you mean you don't know why? He wins the Super Bowl every 2 years.
I ain't talking about Marvin Lewis.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the hoodie.
No, not about the hoodie.
No,
we know what the hoodie does. Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go ahead and go
with Buffalo. He videotapes you.
Yeah, he does.
Still championships in Philadelphia, what he does.
Yes, he did. I'm going with Buffalo on this one. Cincinnati is just not who we thought they were. And Marv might be out of a job by the end of the year. So, yeah, I'm going with Cincinnati on this one. I'm looking for Tyrod to do his thing. I'm looking for Shady to do his thing. And I'm looking for them to get it popping. So, the next game on the docket would be Dallas Cowboys at home, 7-point favorites against the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to go over to the chat
because I know Vaughn is saying something. So, go ahead, Mike, while I go over
easy.
To the chat.
It's so easy because when I first looked at it, right, I almost chose the Ravens because, like we talked about it with the Bears game and the Giants game, all signs point to a blowout. And when a signs point to a blowout, it's a crapshoot. Let's roll the dice. Let's play Monopoly. Who's on Park Place and who's taking Baltic Avenue? You know? So, the Ravens, they are not good. Their offensive line is not well. But there are a lot of flaws in the Dallas Cowboys armor that they just haven't been exposed to yet. The Eagles kind of showed some of those. The Giants game one, I'm not sure if you can count those as well, but they've had some tough games down the stretch, including last week against Pittsburgh. But they win this game by 10 points. Give me the former America's team that no one even claims as America's team unless they're Cowboy fans, the Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm. Micah, I'll let you have the floor.
Cool. I'm definitely going with Dallas as well, and I don't think it's going to be 7 points. I do think it's going to be more than 7 points, and I agree with you, Mike. They're not America's team because only Green Bay is because they actually own by their fans, so they have stock in their national team. Therefore, they're the actual America's team.
No, America's team is the Patriots, red, white, and blue. They won their first Super Bowl during 9/11. It's all over there. Tom Brady gets every call.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh, man, did you know? Oh, man. I wish we were talking about the Saints game and the Saints and Carolina game and how someone got a lot of rough in the passer calls and one person didn't get any, but okay.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, too. They even the commentators were talking about how Breeze had its 15th of the year and Cam Newton has yet to get one.
He hasn't gotten any.
Maybe it's the twos. He hasn't got none.
Wow.
Zero.
That's
zilch.
Crazy.
And go back to that game. It was sad to see Captain America crying like down the field with that concussion. This really might be serious, guys, with Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, and I think is he out for the season? I saw
nobody knows that. Did it come out today that he's out for the season?
No, I read something somewhere that said he might be out for the season, but that wasn't confirmed.
I was too busy counting all the hardware my Chicago Cubs got with MVP, manager, gold gloves, you know, championships. I was too busy counting those.
He didn't get manager of the year. He lost against the Dodgers manager.
Okay.
My manager of the year.
Oh, yeah, he is your manager of the year. No, I don't know why in the world he didn't get manager of the year. He broke a 108-year losing streak. That's more impressive than the Dodgers. But, you know, whatever.
Nah, let's be real. I keep it funky. The Dodgers lost their star pitcher, and everybody thought they were done. Everybody thought without cutting Kershaw, they couldn't do anything. And they won better without Kershaw than they had when they had Kershaw. I'm not taking it away from the Dodgers. Besides the fact
that's
I hate
true.
Them.
That's true.
What this game? Vaughn says Dallas win. Dallas by 10 in this one. And
that's what I said.
Line,
he heard me say it first.
Okay. Well, the line is 7. I'm actually. I'm going against smarter theories, and I'm going with
you
the Ravens.
You haven't picked the Ravens, but once all year. Wow. And you picked them. They won.
And I'm picking them again right now. I think the Ravens covered. The Ravens will cover the 7 in this one. If not, when I think the Ravens win the game outright.
I'm listening, Jay Chris.
I'm going to hedge my bet and say they cover the 7.
I swear to you, when I was writing them and I was looking and I was doing my research, the first thing I did was write them down as winners of that game. And then you know what happened? And my wife always says it's a bad thing. Go with your first thought. All of a sudden, Brian Waters, who's a fan of both of them, started going into my brain. Because he was breaking down a game for me earlier in the week about how the Ravens can't do this and the Cowboys can do this. And, you know, and he went back and forth with those kind of things. And that's what I think swayed me as I wrote it. I said, well, he might know a little bit more than I do because he watches both these teams and study both these teams. So I went with that. So if I'm wrong on this pick, fans, don't blame me. Go to Twitter and bring Brian H. Waters.
There you have it. Pittsburgh. Our 8-point favorites at the Factory of Sadness, as Michael calls them, at Cleveland. Mike, who do you have in this one?
Well, I know cannot you lose one. 5 straight. You already saw my pick, right?
Yeah, I got your picks right. I keep forgetting. Michael, who you got in this one?
I'm going to be honest. I know, not fake, I know Pittsburgh's going to win this game, but I think Cleveland's going to make it close. I'm going with the fact that it's a division game and that I think Cleveland's going to play them tough. So give me Cleveland in this one to cover that 8.
Ooh. Going out on a limb on that one. I like that. Pittsburgh has some freaking defeat the last couple of weeks. I think they go and I think they have a chip on their shoulder and they want to stomp on somebody. They want to step on somebody, and I think the Browns are just going to happen to fall victim. I know it's a conference game, always close, always tough. Pittsburgh wins this game. Vaughn says Pittsburgh by 14. You know, I got them winning this game. I don't know if it's going to be that much. Could be more. Pittsburgh has to get off the schneid, and this is the week that they should do it. I got Pittsburgh in this game. Next game on the docket we have. I'm sorry, I lost my page here. Next game on the docket we have Miami at Los Angeles at the Rams. 1.5 Miami, 1.5 point favorites in LA. Micah or Mike?
Jared Goff's first game. Jared Goff's first game. All 6 Ram quarterbacks that quarterback for their first time as a rookie for the Rams lost their games. Not to mention Miami has stayed where they've been. They are who we thought they were, and they stay at 500. They beat bad teams, and the Rams are a bad team. Give me Miami.
Micah, what say you?
Yeah, I totally agree with Eric's first game. Thanks anyway. So Miami's going to put a muzzle on them. So, and definitely, this 2 is a joke. This 2, this 1.5, this is a joke. It ain't going to be that close. So, so yeah, Miami.
Miami's 1.5-point favorites. They're traveling to the West Coast. No film on Jared Goff. The Rams show up every now and then.
There was film on Jared Goff. You ever watch Hard Knocks when his own team said, what? He's never called his own plays? Not even in high school? Oh, God, this is going to be a long season. Literally, that was what they said.
Well, there is there's some detail on them, but there's no game film per se on them. No real time game film. I'm talking about regular season. Fact that he's never called his own plays. Well, that could be interesting. That means who knows what he's going to do at the line of scrimmage if he needs to change a play. But he's had a lot of weeks to sit and study and figure that out. I honest to God, don't want to go with the Rams on this one, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. Last time I went with the Rams, I think they burnt me and got shut out by the Niners. So I'm going with them again this week against that vaunted Miami defense with those two former Eagles. I can't even remember their names. That's how much I thought of those guys. Give me LA this one. I don't know why. I just want to make it interesting. Give me LA. Let me see what Vaughn said. What Vaughn got in this one. Vaughn didn't even pick. Vaughn said, forget this game. I ain't messing with it. This is your lock of the week, Mike. San Francisco at home against New England. New England is favored by 13 points. What do we talk about it?
Simple. I have no faith in anything that Chip Kelly does against New England, although he won a game last year against New England. But that was last year. This is this year, and Belichick will be ready. Give me the Patriots by 21.
Micah?
Yeah, same thing here. Belichick is going to have a good plan to involuntarily make Kaepernick take a knee. So it's going to go down, and they're going to stuff a mud hole in them thoroughly. So definitely New
that
England.
Was so wrong. That was so wrong. And voluntarily make them take a knee. Stop it. I'm sorry. Did he just say about 35? Did James want to say about 35?
Patriots by 35.
Gosh.
I'm taking New England. I really don't want to see the Niners or Chip Kelly do well. Unfortunately, I really hold grudges. I don't really have bones to pick that per se, but Chip Kelly messed us up so bad that we end up getting one of the better quarterbacks in the draft. I just don't want to see him being successful right now. I'm sorry. Sorry, Chip.
Yeah,
I was a fan of your team, but I'm not.
But you would have waited. Now, we got Wentz. I know we okay with Wentz. A lot of better quarterbacks coming out this year, bro.
There's a couple. Well, you got Watson coming out this year. You got Watson coming out this year. Hopefully he doesn't fall in Chip Kelly's hands because his career could be over.
You got Johnson coming out this year.
Would we have been in position to get any of those guys? That's the question.
Lamar Jackson coming out this year?
I don't think Jackson's coming out this year.
No, he's not coming out this year? Okay.
I hope not. He needs to stay
another
year, in my
opinion. They got smashed last night against Houston, so they're out of the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Louisville got crushed by Houston, like 35-3.
They didn't even know that. So they're done. They can forget it. excuse me. Next game on the docket, one that's near and dear to my heart as well as yours, Mike. Seattle at home, 6.5-point favorites against Philadelphia. Mike, you're picking the Eagles. No, who are you picking in this one? You're picking Seattle in this one, right?
With all the regret in the world. With all the regret in the world. Because like last week, how you felt they was going to beat Atlanta, I feel like they're going to actually going to win the game outright, but I'm not picking with my heart. I'm picking with my money in my pocket, and my money says Seattle's on a roll. Seattle's trying to get back together. I got to take Seattle.
Micah, how you feeling about this one?
I'm feeling great because every single time, I don't know why. I feel like I've been on cloud nine with a team that's not even my own, and how I understand the attitude of playing is great. I told you these guys play to their level of competition. And so, with that being said, I'm taking them to cover the points for not winning the game. I think that Seattle's going to win the game.
Picking the Eagles to cover. Okay, I got you. I got you. I think I'm with you on that one. I'm picking the Eagles to cover this one, too. First, I would love to see them win the game. They always have issues with Seattle over the past few years.
I
when we play the Eagles,
we have
Seattle
no receivers.
Issues.
How are we supposed to win this game with that secondary, with this receiving core?
The only game the Eagles can win this game or control this game is to get the running game going and get it going early. If not, you got to put the ball in the air and it's a wrap. I'm also going with the Eagles to cover this. They've been able to, even the games that they've lost, they've been able to keep it close for the most part. Seattle can be a different beast. They seem to be, you know, getting back in their groove right now. So yeah, there you go. Besides all that, I'm picking the Eagles to cover in this game. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Reluctantly picking them to cover in this game. All right, here we go. Last one. You have Washington at home, 2.5-point favorites against another team that are not who we thought they were, the Green Bay Packers, the Packers of Green Bay. Mike, what are you saying in this one? You're picking Green Bay.
Yeah, I am. They've taken enough beating, and I think it's a win they get against Washington. They had them last year in the playoffs, so these teams kind of know what each other have right now. And I'm just looking at the quarterback in this one, and I just feel when Green Bay, as much as I hate them, and I'm happy that they suck, they don't suck forever. They don't suck for long. So give me the Packers over Washington.
And Michael, what do you say?
I'm gonna take Washington in this one. If Aaron Rodgers was having issues and struggling against secondaries that are not really that good, then I know he's gonna struggle against Washington secondary, which will be among some of the best he'll see this year, in my opinion. So I'm gonna take Washington in this game.
I am going to, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I'm going to take the Packers in this game, because I'm just haven't been convinced enough yet that they're not who we thought they were. Even though I know that they're not who we thought they were, but I just can't see Washington winning this game. And if they do, then Washington, I think, has turned things around completely and are very much back in the contender category. But I'm seeing Green Bay in this game. Vaughn says Green Bay by 21. Wow, that's big. That's big talk. He also says Seattle beats Philly by 14.
But he's also a Cowboy fan who hates Washington. So.
Exactly.
This is true.
And he got the Eagles also. So when it comes to picking,
not New York.
Yeah, when it comes to picking anywhere in the NFC East, Vaughn questions are stricken.
Well, there you have it. You know, we picked a Monday night game on Monday night. If we remember, I don't think we picked a Monday night game in the past few weeks. But we'll pick the Monday night game on Monday night.
We did.
I'm sorry.
But, hey, pound for pound. Pound for pound this week.
Pound for pound, you got Andre Ward and Andre and what's his name? Kovalev. What's his name? Andre Kovalev? Mikhail Kovalev.
Your boy. You like, that's your boy. You don't know his name?
I can't remember his name now. Anyway.
Is this a bye?
Is it to buy or not to buy? It's a pay per view. There's only going to be one good fight on the pay per view, which is this fight.
Sergey Kovalev.
So it's worth the money. Boxing pay per views are hard for me to see if they're worth the money or not. But it's probably going to be the best boxing match we get all year. So yeah, it's worth the money. Okay.
Well, as you guys know, I've been huge on Sergey Kovalev ever since he dismantled my man Bernard Hopkins. However, in this fight, I like to go with the American fighters, especially the ones that are African American. I end up going with these guys. I don't want to pick against Ward, even though I think Kovalev is the best fighter in boxing right now. I really do, but. I'm not completely convinced. If he beats Ward, I'll be completely convinced he's the best fighter in boxing. But
Bud
I'm going
Crawford
with Ward.
Is the best fighter in the world.
Okay, and we'll see if anybody actually gets the huevos to fight him. We'll see.
Yeah, thank you. They're all afraid. But I'm taking Andre Ward in this fight simply because he's the American fighter. Kovalev has power. And I'm picking this for Wally because I've been hearing so much trash for this guy from you, from Wally, from just boxing fans, how great Andre Ward is. And I've always thought he never was able to prove how great he was. He has a chance now on Saturday night to prove how great he is. He wants to be great. He needs to win this fight. Again, I don't think he's great. But if he wants to be, he has to win. So because of that, I'm going to go ahead and pick Andre Ward.
They're both 30 and Kovalev's the only.
No, all I know is that we're going to have a real good time this weekend. There's a lot of stuff to see when it comes to this Sunday, and I'm very, very excited for this Survivor Series pay-per-view. So that's what I'm excited about. Plus, and I got, like, church anniversary that I'm going to be part of, my kids are performing, my band students are performing at a benefit concert. So a lot of good stuff going on this weekend, very eventful weekend for myself, and that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
I hope you yourself this weekend, good brother. Just so everybody knows, fight this weekend between Kovalev and Ward is for the unified WBA, IBF, and WBO lightweight heavyweight championships of the world. It's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Vegas, baby. Check it out, man. Check it out. I'll be doing my best to check it out. I'll tell you that. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm going to take the day off of work or if I'm going to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But I'm going to try to see this fight. Mike, if you're still there, you want to take us out? Mike is not there anymore. All right, Mike, any last words?
The last words and the words of the face that runs the place would be that you gotta can't wake up in the morning and say that you love me some me and don't love God. I ain't going to do him like him because I ain't him. I got bars because I'm a star. And that's how I roll. But I'm just letting you know you don't have to sit there and blow pause up at anything in life. You gotta have happiness and not have a bunch of strife. Jay Chris, I will see you on the other side.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And of course, if we appreciate y'all for checking us out here on the Soul and Sports on Fox Sports, Fox Sports Radio. Check us out next week when we'll be going over the weekend in the NFL. We'll be going over what happened in this fight over the weekend. We'll give you our pick for Monday night. And, of course, you know, the Survivor Series is this weekend, so you know the fellas are going to be going in on that, talking about that and giving their opinions and their grades and all like that. So make sure you check us out on Monday night, 5 to 7. And that's about it, man. We love y'all for loving us, man. We'll talk to y'all Monday. Peace.